sure you send your confirmation number, your real name, and who else is staying with you in your room. Keep in mind, this will all be kept confidential. Send it all to Big Fatty at Ruined? Is that Ruined? At Big Fatty Online?
That's what I thought it was.
R-U-I-N-E-D.
Because everything is ruined that he touches.
Ruined! I thought it was Ruined.
You would know that if you listened to his show.
Right. So would you, Waylon?
I've listened.
I support Big Fatty with my heart.
I listen because I'm bad at that too. I have not been listening to shows, but I did listen to his one day, and then I actually called his show, and it's been like forever. And I was calling to tell him that, you know, I haven't heard from Mama in a while.
And did you get a response back that trouble because?
No, he played my voicemail. I was just like, well, you can listen to the show. I'll tell you which one it is.
Well,
I'm not going to tell everybody.
Oh, are you trying to get Big Fatty listeners now?
Yes.
It's not just Ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
R-U-I-N-E-D.
Because everything is ruined that he touches.
Oh.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1627 of the BFO for Monday the 21st of April 2014, yo. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, which includes a sign of the apocalypse. Big Fatty! Hello, bon voyagers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are bon voyagers today because y'all at the beginning of today's at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the former group from the Stinky Orangutans, y'all. That was the Big Ricky and Waylon and James Leroy, Big Fatty, and y'all. I pulled that one out of the archives. Because y'all, on Sunday, the three of them and others, I want to say that Hendrick was a part of all this too, but y'all, they all got on a cruise ship and bid bon voyage because y'all, Waylon and James Leroy, y'all, they're getting hitched. They're getting hitched, and y'all, they're doing it at sea. So, y'all, I just hope that it is not one of those poop in a bag cruises, because with Big Ricky on that cruise, y'all, they'll run out of bags quick. Ready? That's vulgar. But anyway, but y'all, we wish them well and during their nuptials, and y'all, I'm guessing for the honeymoon, the boat will be rocking. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Well, ask Squeaky Kitty.
Squeaky Kitty, what does that mean?
Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's a good weekend. Well, it was, let me back up. It was an okay weekend. Y'all, backing up to Friday, y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. You know, I had told you that Larry Clyde and a friend of his had gone to New York City for the Easter weekend, and I am heading out to the Aeropuerto, which of course, as we all know, is Mexican for Aeropuerto, later this afternoon to pick them up, but y'all, So it was a quiet day in the coal mine. Old Veda was there, and y'all, we got a few little things done, and then we had an early release.
Big Veda, that sounds vulgar.
But y'all, we left a little bit early, and y'all, Big Fatty, came home. Y'all, my back has been hurting me, and I don't know why. I think it's just, it's kind of stress or something, and I don't know what I'm stressing out about or whatever, but y'all, it just feels good when I lay down on the electric mattress pad and fall asleep. So y'all, when I left the coal mine, I came home, y'all, I took a 2-hour nap, and it really made me feel better. And let's see what else. Y'all, I'll tell you what it feels like. You know, when I had the shingles, my back just ached and it hurt really bad, and I couldn't hardly do anything. But you know, it kind of feels like that, except not as intense. And that's why I think it's the stress, because I don't know. But you know, I'm not gonna get the shingles because I've had the vaccination. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, what I could probably use is a massage. Big Fatty, too bad you're not on that cruise. They do those on the cruises, you know. Anyway, for right day night, y'all, they were calling for 2 to 4 inches of rain here in Charleston. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I got up and I ate me a little supper and watched the news, and the rain was coming down. And y'all, it was hitting on the air conditioners, and y'all, it was just lovely. And it was just wonderful. And y'all, I got a real good night's sleep on Friday night. With that rain, y'all, there's nothing that puts me to sleep more than and y'all, the wind was blowing, because it was a storm. We didn't have lightning, but it was a storm. And anyway, got up on Saturday morning, and y'all, it was still overcast and everything, and it was not raining on Saturday. And so y'all, I piddled around the Fat Cave here, and y'all, I called Granny and said, "Granny, would you like to go and have some lunch?" He says, "Yes." So Granny and we met Miss Porter. He was on his lunch break. We had a little lunch, and it was lovely. It was a new place. Granny seems to like this place. I mean, I didn't really think it was anything special, but I mean, it was okay. It was a little pricey, but for what you got. But y'all, it all tasted good, I guess, it was the main thing. And So after that, y'all, on my way home, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish, Christmas tree, Christmas in your heart, and your wish will come true. Y'all. And y'all went by there, and there was not one. There was not one, but there was two. I say, Chukans. And Poodle, yes, Big Fatty. This one is for you and Squeaky Kitty. Oh, Big Fatty. would you like to open it?
Yes, Big Fatty. Squeaky Kitty, do you want to help me open it? Okay, here we go.
Okay, and let's just open it up, and it says, oh, look at there. It says, Viva la Beta. Y'all, it's, y'all, this is one of those painted cards. And y'all, it is, and I figured out that, that Chad, you know, that Chad sent me the Easter card. Y'all, by the way, did you go over and look at the Easter cards that were posted on Sunday? Chad's the one that painted the Easter bunny. It wasn't that laughing Buddha at all. But y'all, Poodle, it says, Velveeta La Bacon Revolution. Bacon invades DI Plus. Big Fatty Online. It's all about me, Pod Cub. How cool is that? Big Fatty, look at that. And it's a lovely little drawing. It looks like... it's just lovely. It's like Napoleon or something. So, y'all, Chad, you are unbelievable with your talents. And I'm going to open. Oh, yeah, ready? Can I look at yours too? Of course. Let's just see what mine says here. It says, oh, look at that. It's a crazy looking woman. And it says, Kathy Bacon, Big Fatty, of course it's a crazy looking woman. And y'all, it looks like she's holding a carrot, but I don't think it's a carrot. It says, hey, Kathy Bacon, hey, Fatty, Poodle, and Squeaky Kitty, dip cones are back. I live for dip cones. They're my everything. So, y'all, it's not a carrot. It's a dip cone. Big Fatty, and it's got glitter on it, y'all. And that's, Miss Bacon, I think you would be, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. I think you would be flattered with the drawing. Y'all, I need to put up pictures of these. We'll put those up sometime this week for everybody to see. But Chad, thank you so much. Those are just lovely. And y'all, I'm telling you, I really am jealous for people with autistic abilities, because Big Fatty can't draw a stick figure. Big Fatty, you can say that again. anyway, but y'all, after I went by the P.O. box, y'all... before I went by the P.O. box, y'all, I picked Granny up for lunch, and then I took him back home. And y'all, this is the sign of the apocalypse, y'all. This is the sign of the apocalypse. I'm laying in the bed on Saturday morning, and this the phone rings, and y'all, I don't recognize the number, and normally I wouldn't answer that, but I answered it, and it was Granny. And he says, hey, Big Fatty, this is Granny. I'm calling you from my new iPhone. Y'all, Granny has an iPhone. Y'all, poor old thing, y'all, and he got a 5S, so I'm already pissy, because he's got a better iPhone than I have. Anyway, he got a new number. He decided not to keep the old number. He's just wanted a new number, and so I went by and I was showing him a few things about it. And y'all, I gotta say, the old fart caught on pretty quick. Now I'm sure I'll get more questions about it. But y'all, I think he's enjoyed it, and y'all, he's thrilled to death with the coverage he's getting from the A2&2 rather than the Sprint, because the Sprint just it wasn't doing worth a tinker's damn. So anyway, that's That's that. And y'all, I can't wait. He doesn't know about FaceTime yet. I'm going to FaceTime him one of these days, and it's probably going to make him shat himself. Big Fatty, give him those emergency underpants that the turnip head and Urban Guy T.O. Sent to you. Well, I probably should do that. And the wet wipes and all, too. So, anyway, but y'all, then, after I got home, I had me a little of the honey baked ham for my supper, and then I what did I do? Oh, I was on that stick it with a poke little show, y'all. It was a small group, but it was a good group. it was Gavin and myself and Blind Guy Jay and the old stink pot, Toppy Smelly. And who else was there? And the Haunt Cub stuck his head in there for a while. And seems like there was somebody else, but I don't remember who it was right now. Oh, David, that Blue Jeans guy came on there at the end. So anyway, let's see. Then, of course, went out to the Dudley Do-Rights with Granny. And y'all, I just wanted two drinks. That's all I wanted. And Granny insisted that I have a third. In fact, he even bought it for me. And y'all, I got home, and went right to bed, y'all. I was sloshed. Just sloshed, and I wasn't sloshed, but I was, it was enough to just put me right to sleep, like a baby, sleep like a baby, and then, y'all, my stomach started being grumbly and all, and I know it was from having too much of the older you get, well, and this is not necessarily true for everybody getting older, but y'all, with Big Fatty, the older you get, the you just can't drink like you used to. Big Fatty, I'm gonna be stern with Granny next time about that, cause y'all, I had the grumbly tummy, and y'all then you have the liquor squirts. Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios, and so you know my stomach has been kind of grumbly, and y'all, that just feeds into the worry thing and all this, and worry is a wasted imagination, and y'all, I'm trying to keep that in mind, but yes, Big Fatty, and then I'm recording the little show right now, and y'all, then I'm off to the Aeropuerto a little bit later. Y'all, I'm happy to report that Granny did not shat herself at the bar. Y'all, and also, Granny has we downloaded the podcast app, so y'all, Granny may actually start listening to some little shows. You just never know about these things, y'all. It's another sign of the apocalypse, I'm telling you. Y'all, I've got a couple of other things that I want to tell you about, but one of the things that I wanted to let you know is that Princess Hanna sent me an e-letter saying, I'd ask everybody what their favorite Easter candy was, and hers was the Cadbury eggs, but they are 4 empty points on the Weight Watchers and a diabetic's nightmare, she says. Oh dear Gussie, the mini eggs are nice too. Basically a small chocolate solid egg with a candy shell. Also, please remind Poodle that the boy genius is still only 11 and he listens, but not on a regular basis because I don't want to scare him. Fatty, it's probably best. No, you don't need to scare him. So, anyway, Princess Anna, thank you for that. Y'all, I got an e-letter, from the Twitty saying, that I've been on the Twitty for 7 years, and y'all, I just can't imagine that. And James Leroy, what do you think of Big Fatty being on the Twitty 7 years, huh?
R-U-I-N-E-D.
Because everything is ruined that he touches.
Oh.
Oh, well, that goes without saying, but thank you for saying it.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.